with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, March 19th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, yesterday, we had three Plymouth County track teams competing at two meets indoor around the area. Let's take a look at how they all did on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. None of these meets had team scores, just kind of a warm-up event for some of our area teams. We'll start with the meet hosted by Dort University up in Sioux Center. That's where we found Galen Catholic and MMCRU squads. Now, the results we'll read to you are boys only, but there were girls' competitions at the meet, just not any results, unfortunately, as good as the ones we'll bring you. We'll start in the short distance, work our way up. In the 60-meter dash, it was Galen Catholic Chance Carlson getting the top finish of the day for the Jays. He placed sixth, time of 7.53 seconds. 60-meter low hurdles saw MMCRU's Gage Johnson take home sixth spot, a time of 9.14 seconds. Had a couple of area athletes place in the top 10 of the 400-meter dash on the boys' side. Galen Catholic's Chance Carlson takes home eighth place, 55.84 seconds, and right on his tail was MMCRU's Jace Colling, 12 hundredths of a second off, finishing in ninth place. In the boys' 800-meter run, this is where MMCRU is going to shine this year. Longer distance runs. It'd be Wyatt Olish taking home the ninth spot, 2:18.53 his time. Then Caden Gallis picking up right where he left off, ran in the 1600-meter and placed second with a time of 4:47 flat. Field events also look pretty good for the MMCRU boys. In the high jump, Lucas Brown placed sixth, a jump of 5 feet 10 inches. The long jump, Lucas Brown took home second for MMCRU, a jump of 21 feet 3 quarters of an inch. The boys' shot put, Mitchell Schneff took home third, a put of 45 feet 8 inches. And the lone win for our area teams at that Dort University meet yesterday, the MMCRU boys, 4x800-meter relay of Jace Cutling, Lucas Brown, Wyatt Olish, and Caden Gallis take home the top spot, a blistering time of 8 minutes 54.44 seconds. You can check out links to those individual results for MMCRU and Galen Catholic track on our website at klem1410.com. Also yesterday, the Dan Lennon invite hosted by the University of South Dakota. Just Lamar's community competing in that one, but boy, did we have some good results there. First off, a couple of champions starting on the girls' side. In the long jump, freshman Kenzie Neas takes home the top spot with a jump of 17 feet 5 and a quarter inches, and that mark ties the Lamar's Community girls' long jump school record set by Ann Grady back in 2005. Matched it right on the dot. And if she's doing that already early this year, sorry, Ann, but that record doesn't seem safe this season. Also in the win column for the Bulldog track team, this time on the boys' side, it was Wanding Hosniong winning the high jump. He's picking up right where Sione Fafita left off. Of course, Hosniong was usually right on his tail in those meets, too. Hosniong, with a jump of 6 feet 5 inches, takes home the top spot. So the boys' high jump just transfers top jumper to top jumper. Some of the other top finishes for the Bulldogs and the girls' 4x200-meter relay. Lamar's Community's girls team takes home second, a time of 1:51.56. It was Stella Hector, Aubrey Lusink, Maddie Hulls. Really good to see her back competing in a sport again after missing the basketball season with an injury. And Kenzie Neas also on that team. Some other top results. It was Trace Obink in the boys' 800-meter run, taking home a fifth-place finish, a time of 2:06.71. And in the 3,200-meter run, the state-qualifying cross-country runner, Trace Obing, takes home sixth, time of 10:16.17. Then finally, the other top finish in the boys' 60-meter hurdles, it was Wiching Hosniong, taking home eighth place with a time of 9.17 seconds. You can also find links to these results on our website, klem1410.com. They're all listed under the Sports Scores and Results page, and under the KLEM Spring Sports Schedule page, you can find each team listed with their specific results under their page. Now we have some news notes to pass along to you, starting with a sad news story. Lamar's boys basketball team lost its most successful alum on Saturday as Lamar's Community Class of 1955, Dave Gunther, passed away at the age of 86. What a career Gunther had in the sport of basketball. It all started right here in the ice cream capital of the world in a Bulldog uniform. Gunther scored 1,104 career points, which was the program record at the time of his graduation in 1955. It still sits eighth all-time in program history. With Gunther as the leader on the hardwood, the Bulldogs went a whopping 38-5 from 1953 to 1955. That was just where he got started. After his prep career was over, Gunther went on to the University of Iowa, where, with the Hawkeyes, he was team MVP three straight years, tying the, at the time, career scoring record with 1,188 points. His career point total still ranks tied for 26th in Iowa history. And his senior year with the Hawkeyes was one of the best scoring seasons in program history. Gunther scored 482 points at a nearly 22 points per game average, which was 19th in all of NCAA Division I basketball that year, and is still 7th all-time in Iowa history. Following his time with the Hawkeyes, Gunther was drafted in the 8th round, 56th overall in the 1959 NBA draft to the Philadelphia Warriors, though he was not interested at the time in playing professional basketball. He went on to complete a tour of military service with the Army, then came back to the country where he had a brief playing career with the Pistons in 1960, later with the Warriors in 62, along with some other minor league stops around the country. After that, it was probably his most successful portion of his career. Gunther went on to spend 39 years in the basketball coaching world, with his most successful stop coming in Grand Forks at the University of North Dakota. In 18 years as the head coach of the Fighting Sioux, Gunther won 332 games. That's second in school history. He led them to 5 North Central Conference titles, 8 NCAA Division II tournaments, with 3 appearances in the Elite Eight. He also had coaching stops more locally at Wayne State College prior to North Dakota, and to Buena Vista University after his time in Grand Forks. Once again, Lamar's community alum, Dave Gunther, passing away on Saturday at the age of 86. Some more news locally. The Hinton Community School Board unanimously accepted the resignation of boys wrestling head coach Casey Crawford at its regular meeting yesterday. Crawford spent the last 15 seasons as the head coach of the Blackhawk wrestling program, with his most notable achievements being the 2 state dual tournament appearances in each of the last 2 seasons. It was at this most recent state dual tournament that an alleged hazing incident involving an assault allegation took place during his watch of the program. 2 students have been reassigned as part of the ongoing investigation. In his letter of resignation, Crawford states that he will look forward to continuing his teaching career with the Hinton School District. Once again, Hinton Community School Board unanimously accepting the resignation of boys wrestling head coach Casey Crawford at its regularly scheduled school board meeting yesterday. We take a look now at the KLEM sports schedule for today. We do have some more track teams competing. Yesterday was Class A of the Dan Lennon Invite, the bigger schools competing, hence Lamar is why they were there yesterday. But now we get Class B and some of the smaller schools around the area. 3 Plymouth County teams will be in Vermilion today, including Akron Westfield, Hinton, and Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, River Valley, or KPWCRV. For short, they are all competing at the Dan Lennon Invite Class B in Vermilion, South Dakota today. Best of luck to all 3 of them. Akron Westfield is getting their track season started today, so Hinton and KPWCRV have already gotten some meets under their belt. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.